on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Brentwood and Fenerickey, keeping it real.
Welcome to a brand new edition of Resurrection Phoenix FM's weekly look at the best of indie and alternative music, old and new. I'm Paul Golder, here for the next 2 hours with a regular non-Christmas show. Actually, we might be playing one Christmas song, but we're not going to make a big deal out of it. Just a few new releases, not so many this time of year, and a few songs that have been out over the last few months as well, and some classic oldies, including that one we just played 18 years ago now, nearly 19 years old, when The Others released their self-titled debut album, January 2005, reached number 42 in the UK album charts. That was from it. The track was called Lackey. They had a new album out earlier this year, which is sounding pretty good, and they have the occasional gig going on as well. I caught them at the Garage, I think it was back in March. Fantastic show. Lots of great new music around at the moment as well, including this band Bug Eye, who I caught live at the Amersham Arms a few weeks ago. This is their current single, Dancing Out in the Dark.
Time. ask your forgiveness. Sometimes I think we regress, and I ask your forgiveness. 'Cause we say sorry. Sometimes I think we regress, and you ask my forgiveness. Sometimes I think we regress, and you ask my forgiveness. 'Cause we
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was a recent track from Becky Blengo, former frontwoman of Manning Tree band Anna's Bones. That was her debut solo single, came out in August, called Through Your Teeth. And Wishy before that, a band from Indiana who I discovered recently, and they recently released their EP Paradise. I think it came out December the 15th. That was taken from it. That was Spinning. I've recently began through my favourite singles and albums of the year, and in fact, if you listen to my last two shows, you'll know exactly which 65 songs I chose, although not necessarily in which order they came in. This was one of them, came out in March this year from Hull 5P Low Hummer, releasing this on the Leeds label Dance to the Radio. I've had some great releases over the years. This track is called Connected. FM and Resurrection. That was a brand new track from Mom's Home called Drowning. Now, Mom's Home is solo performer Charlotte Avery. Really difficult saying Mom. You just want to say Mum, don't you? Anyway, that was Mum's Home. Solo performer Charlotte Avery from Los Angeles. And that's a single that she released on Bandcamp on December the 15th. The Beths before that, a standalone single that they recorded during sessions for last year's Expert in a Dying Field album. And that came out back in March on Bandcamp, Watching the Credits. It's a track now that popped up in my Spotify during the week. I thought, oh, I must dig that one out and play it, and then I realised I already did play it back in August. It's from an artist from Florida called Nep, and I usually like to make some notes about the artist, you know, because I'm preparing a show and whatnot, and I just can't find anything about Nep back in August. I thought, oh, maybe she's on Twitter and all the rest of it now. No, nothing. No Facebook, no Twitter. Maybe on Instagram at Snotty Nep. Not really sure I want to go there. Anyway, this track is from her and it's called Fender.
chest out, head banging like my baby. He likes my bites, cause they drive him crazy. I remember everything he taught me. Black straight chest out, shredding like my baby. Compliment me till we touch tattoos together.
Welcome back to Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was Swedish indie band Easy and My Escape Plan, taken from the expanded edition of A Signal in the Clouds, which came out, the expanded edition came out in December, beginning of this month. And you can find them at Easy Band Sweden on Facebook. Very active in the early 90s, and the last five or so years they've got back together again and are doing all sorts of stuff together, which is always cool. Breaks before that, and Heard About Your Band, a band featuring British Sea Powers, Eamon, and also other collaborators from the, I think it was the Electric Soft Parade, Brighton band. Haven't played them on the show for a long time. I'm not sure I've ever played the Breaks, but that was taken from their debut album, Give Blood, which I recently picked up nice and cheap. Came out in July 2005, Heard About Your Band. Very short and sweet, but I like that one. Flint next, they're a band from Brisbane in Australia. One of at least three Australian bands that we're going to be playing on the show. This came out as a single just before Christmas, December the 15th. This is something we don't do in the Northern Hemisphere at Christmas. See the sun.
Cut my cards and don't pick up the phone. Like a river full of dirt, I'm hurt as we burn. Like a vegetation mold, enclosed, I'm so
it's
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, current single from Snowcoat, something I've played on the show a lot over the last 3 months, one of my favourite songs of the year, Dreaming in the Car. Fingers crossed there's going to be some new music from them next year. Home Counties before that, they will be bringing out some new music as they have their debut album, Exactly As It Seems, out on May the 4th. That's taken from it. That was a wild guess. Another person lining up a solo album release. It's Letitia Sadier, lead singer with Stereolab. Her forthcoming new album, Rooting for Love, is out on February the 24th on Stereolab's label Duophonic. Taken from it, this is Une Autre Attente.
Thank you.
schedule never changed. It's a managed decline compared to the 60s. 2009, it looks good on paper, and everything looks like a landing strip these days. So I find your number.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, Courting and Emily G. Really long track from them. In total, that's 5 minutes 47. They're a Liverpool four-piece taken from their forthcoming album, New Last Name, which has been recorded in collaboration with Gary and Ryan Jarman from The Cribs, who I met and interviewed once, and they were very nice. I should also point out, during the same interview, I also chatted to Johnny Marr, which I thought was quite cool, even though I am not much of a Smiths fan, as regular listeners will know. Now, Courting's new album is out on January the 20th. 26, so keep an eye out for that. Drop 19s before that, Boston band with their first album for 30 years in November, Hard Light, and that was one of my favourite songs of last year as well. The Price Was High, from my favourites from 2023 to possibly one of my very, very favourite songs from 2005, The Cardigans, from their final album, Super Extra Gravity. The Cardigans are still going, but they're not writing or recording anymore, but they do play gigs every now and then. I saw them at, I think it was the Shepherd's Bush Empire, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Now, absolutely brilliant. Really should play more gigs. Anyway, from Super Extra Gravity, this is their single, I Need Some Fine Wine, and you need to be nicer.
And the bad times that we had.